Hi, this is MJ Ricardio, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood, America's first film Hollywood entertainment podcasting show, where blogging meets podcasting. Hi guys, this is MJ Ricardio, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood. We're still celebrating our season 12, and this month, despite of the COVID-19 pandemic, we're still celebrating our 6th year anniversary. Wow, it's been we've been doing this for 6 years, and I would like to thank you guys for sticking around. And this is a very special episode. I've interviewed, I don't know if you guys heard, the new Black Eyed Peas member. Her name is J. Ray Soul, aka Jessica Reynoso. I had interviewed her almost 5 years ago. I think I met her like December of 2015. I met her at the Philippine Arena during the New Year's Eve countdown. And she is one of the performers with Apple the App of Black Eyed Peas, and met with her, and I'm really really proud of her. They got this new music called Mamacita. It's really really hot. It got premiered yesterday, April the 10th, and so I'm really really proud of J. Ray Soul, aka Jessica Reynoso. And I am going to play the exclusive clip right now, during our one-on-one interview when I met her. Let's play that clip right now.
Excited?
I am really excited. I'm so excited. This is my first time here and it's a new year, so I'm excited to welcome you to the
team. Which one is the most anticipated countdown ever?
I know. It's a collaborative thing.
So are you performing with Apple the App?
I am performing with Apple the App, but right now, after this song or a couple of songs, I'll be performing my single.
Wow, and you look fabulous.
Oh, thank you so much.
So who do you think you're styling?
Oh, she's myself, and then she did my makeup, so, and I...
Oh yeah, so talk about, do you have a new single? Is it available now?
Oh yes, of course. I've been actually recording in LA, and I hope you support my album. Like staying with a couple of international artists.
Where can you find
them? Of course, iTunes, YouTube, and follow me on my social media accounts like Jessica Reynoso Official on Facebook and at Reynoso Jess on Instagram and Twitter.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Now let's go on to our news and entertainment. Well, the latest Cannes Film Festival has been postponed until further announcement from the film industry. And as well as the, if you're a huge fan of Broadway or theater, the Tony Awards, 74 Tony Awards has been postponed. And until further notice as well, and receive a message from Mark Anthony Nicholas. He is a two-time Emmy Award winning producer of The Talk, and message me that daytime Emmys will be canceled as well. So stay tuned and we'll let you know what's really going on in the film, the TV industry, and the theater industry. But the music goes on, since online are now listening to music, all the music lovers out there. But yeah, check out the latest music of Black Eyed Peas, Mamacita, introducing J. Ray Soul, the new member of Black Eyed Peas. So that is it, the news for the entertainment so far. This is MJ Ricardio, and you're listening to Blog Talk Hollywood. Thank you. we are back. Let's go on to our next guest. She is actually from Sacramento, California, and she studied BA in communications at the University of California, Davis. And now she works as news anchor and writer for iHeartRadio, KFBK in Sacramento, and is one of the anchors at Tayo News, a new digital news brand powered by the Filipino channel. So let me call her up. We got Nika on the other line. Let's go ahead. Now let's call Nika on the other line. Nika, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Pretty good. How you been? And you know, it's been a while since I've seen you. That was like the last time. There's an event in San Francisco with Miss O, with Miss Universe, P Awards back.
Yeah, I know. It's been a really long time, but I'm glad that we can still keep in touch, and I'm really excited to talk to you today.
Yes, how exciting because of this social media. And how you been doing ever since? Tell us about what you've been doing.
I've been good, you know. Since then, I actually currently work for iHeartRadio now, for News 93.1 KSK up in Sacramento. So that's, you know, I've been there for about a year. And it's great. I work as a news anchor and the evening regional news anchor. So I anchor California News for across the state. I also am a writer there, so I get the headlines ready for Sacramento, California. You know, a lot of writing, but it's great. And then, yeah, I really enjoyed the news job. I love radio. I did college radio in UC Davis back in, I started, I think, 2015. So radio's been also always been close to my heart. So to be able to be back in radio, it's really great because I feel like it's really, truly one of my passions.
Yeah, I'm really proud of you. I'm really proud of you. And then also, I know, how is it like doing, I know you're doing this, a new show, Tayo News. It's like almost like perfect for millennial. Talk about a little bit of that.
Yeah. So Tayo News, so it's a news brand powered by ABS-CBN International and the Filipino channel. And it basically provides content to young Filipinos in North America. Mm-hmm. You know, catered to millennials. So it's really cool, fun news, positive news about people from our community who are doing great things and who are, you know, trying to change the world every day, you know, whether it's in health, in media, in fashion, music, food, you know, just it's all expanding, you know, like covers so many things. So it's really great. We started that about a year ago as well, and so it's really I skyrocketed from day one, and I co-anchor with four other hosts, and so we're all in different places too across California. So it's really great to kind of get a flavor of every like region in California as well.
Wow, that's amazing. So now with this lockdown in California, I know with the COVID-19 pandemic, it changes differently in terms of fashion. So I know everyone must wear their mask. What can you suggest to be still fashionable while we're in this together with this COVID-19 pandemic?
Can you repeat that again? You're breaking up a little bit.
Yes. I'm talking about despite of this COVID-19 pandemic. So what can you give as a tips how to be still fashionable?
I think during the lockdown, you know, while we're all staying at home, we're all self-isolating, you know, quarantining, I think it's really important to keep your regular daily routine as if you were going to school, going to work, you know, just to kind of keep you in that mindset that, you know, although this is happening and it's very mysterious. It's very, you know, it, we're scared, you know. Some people are scared and it's uncertain, but I think it's important to keep that normalcy in your everyday life, you know, to hold on to that. So whether it's like getting a good night's rest, waking up, you know, doing your makeup, getting ready, doing your hair, even if you're just going to the living room, you know, to your online classes or you've got a Zoom conference call, I think just trying to be presentable, not for the people who will see you, but for yourself, because it makes you feel good. I think that's like the perfect way to...
Oh, that's very good. I love that. It's just a properly, like a proper hygiene. And then also, I don't know, in terms of fashion, do you think that it's appropriate to, during this lockdown, they still have to wear different, what can you give? Give them a little more aside from taking care of themselves and hygiene. In terms of fashion, I know you gotta wear masks when you go out for essentials.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, you can make your masks at home. Like I have one, it's basically a bandana that I fold it and then I add a design stick, you know. I think just kind of make some fun colors, you know, like, or bandanas with fun colors or fabric that you have at home, that, you know, just kind of spark joy, I guess, and make your own things. And then, like, just some fashion tips. We're at home, you know, like, I'm not gonna lie, I've just been wearing sweats, you know, but I think there's a few loungewear out there, you know, maybe you won't call it sweat, but a few loungewear out there, and I think you can mix and match, like, you know, colors and prints, and I feel like sometimes if you're really into it, wear the things that you're not as comfortable wearing outside in public, things that may be a little, like, bolder in color, or things you bought, maybe, that you're, like, not so... you're not brave enough yet to wear out in public, like, wear that at home, see how it fits you, you know, dress up for yourself.
Yeah, that's great, that's amazing. Yeah, you mentioned about a bolder prints and all of that. I don't know if you've seen the latest music video of Black Eyed Peas, Mamacita, and they're all wearing prints. It's amazing. It's the, I believe, yes, it's... And have you heard the new member of Black Eyed Peas? She is Filipina, Jessica Reynoso.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and now they call her, now they call her J-Ray Soul.
Nice.
Yeah, it's amazing. You mentioned the fashion, and they're wearing all bolder prints right now. I think they just premiered their music video, Mamacita, last April the 10th. So, yeah, it's amazing. Thank you for that fashion tip. And so, moving forward, where do you see yourself in 5 years, Anika?
In 5 years. Oh, gosh. Well, I hope to be continuing to do what I love. You know, media, TV, radio is my passion. Music, performing. I'd like to delve a little bit more into the performance world, singing, music. You know, hopefully I can get more into music in the next few years. I grew up singing, you know, playing the piano, doing musical theater. So I'd love to involve that side of what I've done in my, you know, that side of me into my career a little bit more. So, you know, I take the news, I take entertainment news, and then kind of add these creative vibes and juices that I have, you know, and I kind of mend, put them all together, and blend all of them. But yeah, definitely, hopefully in music, hopefully in media somewhere, you know, and hopefully a bigger market, eventually, you know, just trying to work my way up, every year, continuously, and, you know, consistently and everything like that. So I'm just being a better person, I guess, in media, you know, like,
yeah, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah,
I'm so proud of you. You're all more than welcome to do a co-host with the Blog Talk, and we're celebrating 6 year on April the 26th, believe it or not, with this podcast.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you, and you are now part of the. Yes, you are now part of the history. We had, yes, we had Steve Harvey in the show. We got, Tyler Henry from Hollywood Medium. He was here in the show as well, and of course yes, and I had Jessica Reynoso, Jerry Soul now, and Apple the App in the show. It's amazing. This show is evolving. It's not just for Filipino Americans anymore. So it's for the whole entire entertainment industry. That's why we name it Blog Talk Hollywood.
Yeah, that's so great. I'm so happy for you. You know, I wish you all the success too, coming forward as well.
Yes, absolutely. And I'd love to share this to all the people. And now you are part of the history of Blog Talk, and I know you're into fashion, music, and media. I know it's such a great tool to really inspire others. So what advice can you give to those who want to break into the industry, Nika?
I think my best advice is to never give up. I know it sounds really cliche, but there are really times when, you know, life is going to hit you hard and it's going to hurt. You know, it's going to hurt your self-esteem, your confidence, you know, whether it's because of how you look, how you sound, you're just not the right fit, you know, or maybe they just have nothing against you, but you're just not the right person for the job, you know. And I think it's really going to get you down, and especially, you know, I have to say this, and being an Asian American, being Filipino American, trying to make your way through an industry that's predominantly Caucasian, there's not very many minorities, let's be honest, it's only recently, you know, I think we have to work sometimes even a bit harder because, you know, we're not what people typically see on television or on video, you know, and I think don't let that get to you, although it's
absolutely
a factor, you know, that sometimes people choose, you know, unfortunately it's that way, but don't let that hinder you or, you know, push, you know, set you aback. It should be your asset, and it should be something that will push you forward. That's what makes you unique. And I think, you know, everything that they say about appearance, physicality, you know, all that stuff, like, take it with a grain of salt. If there's something that you need to improve, well, then learn from it and then move on. But if it's really of something that is just to criticize you for no reason, you know, take it with a grain of salt and move on. I think you have to really develop a thick skin. It's really hard, you know. And it's,
yeah,
you know,
I love that. That's a great message.
My cousin, she's in theater, musical theater. And she toured nationally with Sesame Street, Baby Shark. So, you know, she's there too. She's up there already. She said, it's okay to be sad, you know, if you don't get the part, get the job.
Absolutely.
You can have, but her professor in college said, you can have a one day big party where you can cry and you can feel bad for yourself. But the next day, you've got to pick yourself back up. You know, get on your feet, and you've got to move on, and like, you've got to keep going. And I think that's really one of the most important things that you could really, you know, follow and have. And I'm doing, you know, although it could be hard for, it can be hard for me too, I think that's really important. And I constantly remind myself that every day, you know. And
That's beautiful, Nika. And with that, yes, with that said, that's very inspiring and empowering, especially a young generation. And invite everyone on your social media. I know you are a social media kind of person. Invite everyone.
Yes, you can follow me on Facebook. It's Nika Magahis. So that's N-I-K-A and then my last name, Magahis, M-A-G-A-H-I-S. Or Instagram, I use Instagram the most. That's my favorite social media app right now. So on my Instagram, my account is Fashionika_007. So yeah, once again, that's @Fashionika_007. stuff. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, thank you so much for your precious time, Nika, for giving us this opportunity. You are more than welcome to be in our show anytime you want it. And this platform, yes, this platform is for young generation and to really express themselves. And yeah, thank you so much, Nika. Don't go away.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you so much for letting me be on the show. It's such a pleasure. It's always a pleasure talking to you. And yeah, you know, during quarantine, stay safe, stay indoors, you know, and just hang in there. We'll all get through this together.
Yes, definitely. Don't go away. Guys, you just heard Nika. She is a fashionista. She is a host and an anchor of iHeartRadio. This is MJ Ricardio, and you're listening to Blog Talk Hollywood.
Hi, this is Nika, and you're listening to Blog Talk Hollywood.
Now, it's been a great episode. Despite of this COVID-19 pandemic, we had an awesome episode with J-Ray Soul, aka Jessica Reynoso, and Nika, and I hope to hear from her again. And would like to really shout out to our friends out there. Would like to shout out to Mark Daniels in Michigan, Miss B Pilar Mateo in Manila, Philippines. Would like to shout out to my family out there. Right now they're being locked down in the Philippines, and we are locked down here in California. And now, if you are out and about to take care of your essentials, make sure to wear your mask, bring gloves, bring your sanitizer or your isopropyl alcohol to really protect yourself from COVID-19, to make sure that we help the we are in this together to flatten the curve. And what do you do when boredom strikes this lockdown? Make sure to share your comments, or even follow me on my social media. What else you wanted to hear in our podcast, aside from entertainment news, aside from the music, the usual film, television, music, theater, and fashion, like what you've heard a while ago with Nika, and music with Black Eyed Peas. Check that out, Mamacita. They premiered yesterday. It's really hot video, you guys. Congratulations, J-Ray Soul, for being the new member of Black Eyed Peas. And shout out to Miss O for my O skincare, and of course Dr. Tess, America's favorite dermatologist. And shout out to all my friends in Sacramento. Shout out to my friend Franz. He's from Abra. I had a great conversation with his on social media yesterday. And by the way, if you haven't checked out my social media, you can go ahead and do so for my Instagram, and for my Instagram at MJ Ricardio the blogger, for Twitter and Facebook at MJ Ricardio. And also do not forget to visit Blog Talk with MJ Ricardio on Facebook. We are signing off. Until next time, this is your host, MJ Ricardio, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood.